This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, we ready?
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll have the clerk call the roll.
Edmonds?
His beard.
Did you lose him, Steve?
I don't see him anymore. He must have disconnected, got disconnected.
Can I have Skippy?
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Ballinger's absent. Srilik?
Here. Need a approval of our last minutes.
I'll make that.
May 17th.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Tom's back.
Tom, we're doing the minutes. Edmonds?
See if I hear you.
I say keep on going until it gets figured out.
It's really like.
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $27,809.82. Economic Development, $261.65. Police, $19,155.76. Fire, $8,725.14. Street, $5,774. Parks, $5,378.48. Public Health and Safety, $1,765.88. Liability Insurance, $150. Garbage, $35.46. Cemetery, $9,605.57. Water Operations, $20,704.02. Sewer Operations, $4,961.50. Water Deposits, $375. Clinton Sanitary District, $49,867.73. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $2,511.14. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 4, $616.26. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $211.81. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $443,440.75.
Thank you. Have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'd move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. We'll move down from reports from the Department of Streets and Public Improvement.
All I've got tonight is just remind everybody that the citywide cleanup's going on right now until the 30th of July. You can take your things out there. You have to come up here first to get you a voucher. You take that to the landfill between 6 and 3 Monday through Friday. And again, only one Saturday, and that's July 10th from 6 to 2. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Public property?
I do not have a lot either. Things are progressing along smoothly right at the moment. I knock on wood. I think they're starting to get some of the GIS stuff, and they're working on that. And helping out at the other departments. They're all doing their job, and I think it's going well. Do you want to commend the chamber for May Days? I thought it went over pretty well, and we were up there and had some pretty good crowds, and I think everybody was ready to be out and being able to do something, you know, and so it worked out really well. So street department, the closing off the square and doing all the stuff, I appreciate that, and I think all the citizens enjoyed it. And so
no rain for a change.
Yeah, it was a perfect weekend, and the chamber just had a good weekend for it, and I think they did a good job. So Mayor and all them, I think they did really well. So other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Let's get public health and safety. Tom, you got anything for accounts and finance?
I sure do. General Assembly finished their session, and of course, continued the to rob us municipalities of part of our tax money, just as I have on the personal property replacement tax. They took part of it and distributed it to some other government entities, mostly junior colleges. So that continued. The other types of taxes we get, like our share of the state income tax, the use tax, and so forth, continued at the same amounts. So they didn't get nibble any of our money away there. So that was good news. Also, I'm sure if you heard on the news that Springfield is in really bad shape on their pension money. The percent that they have that funded is very low, and so they're going to be seeing something on that, I would think, by the fact that it's Springfield and being right there with the legislature. But just to remind everybody that we are up very close to 90% on our police and fire pension funds and IMRF, so we're in very good shape just because we've had the been very good in living the taxes, and we don't like to pay for it, but it's required of us, and we've stuck to it. Most other cities haven't. So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Tom. We're going to move down to unfinished business. We got a motion for the additional service agreement.
Motion to approve the additional services agreement number one for Kirkwood Drive pavement patching with Farnsworth Group in the amount of $32,600.
I'll make that motion.
Now second it.
Any discussion on the pavement patching? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Surley?
Yes. Next is the intergovernmental agreement between the city of Clinton and
subdivision.
Pardon?
The subdivision plat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we got a plat for the subdivision.
Motion to approve resolution 2021-4, a resolution approving subdivision plat Illini Drive.
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the plat for the subdivision? I think we've all got information on it. This is off Illini across from the junior high, and we're going to develop that piece of ground and hopefully get started in the next couple months. Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Next is the intergovernmental agreement between the city and the IDOT for the maintenance of the traffic control devices.
Motion to approve us resolution 2021-5, resolution authorizing execution of an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Clinton, Illinois and Illinois Department of Transportation for maintenance of traffic control devices.
I'd make the motion.
Okay, we got
second.
Any discussion on the maintenance of the IDOT devices, signals? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Surley?
Yes. We'll move on down to new business. And we'll have the clerk open the bids for the 1003 East Washington Street lot. We have two bids to open.
This is from Jesse Soto, $20,000. This one's Stacy Price, $10,005. Rodney and Stacy Price.
Okay.
Do we put them on file?
Yeah, show them being on file.
Okay. Okay, we'll put those on file.
Yes. Okay. Just waiting on you to get everything wrote down for you.
Okay.
Other things we're going to place on file is the Emergency Management Agency agreement for $15,000. One is placed on file, the 457 deferred comp, what is that, comp plan?
Yeah. That has to do with what the employees can contribute into out of their own paycheck. What this does, this allows the Roth version to be included in the 457.
Okay.
As it was back in the day of the 401, but it never was in the 457. So this basically opens up that window of a chance.
Okay. Yeah, I think Clint talked to me about it once here. Okay. Also, we're going to place on file the Kirkwood Drive payment patching bids. We had several bids on that one. Foyt's Construction Incorporated was a low bid at $226,515.62. So we're going to place all them on file. With that, that is the rest of our business. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Thriller?
Yes. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good evening.
You too.
See you guys. Bye, Tom.
I'm shutting off my...
Good night, Steve. Good night.
See you, Tom.
See you, guys.